Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with State Representative Jared Klein.
What is the status on an opioid bill that was introduced by the House?
Yep, we will have that come out Monday. This will be the first year I will not be floor managing it. The bill, we decided we would run it through the Human Resources Committee, but I've been very much a part of it, dealing with the Narcan, the Naloxone issue, Good Samaritan laws, the stuff I've dealt with in the past, but we also include some updates to the prescription monitoring program, and that stuff usually heads through the Human Resources Committee. So we collaborated early in session, and that was the route we took. I was actually part of the press conference 2 weeks ago where we unveiled our plan.
The House approved a bill that would provide $11.2 million to help equalize transportation costs for school districts across the state. For how long can the $11.2 million help curb the high costs in rural districts?
It's a one-time appropriation. Of course, many people know I would like to get something sustainable for the long term that addresses everybody under the minimum, over the minimum, because we're talking some districts are as high as $950, some are as low as $10, or a little less than 10, I should say. That disparity has a very negative impact on our rural districts. So, like a lot of times, I don't want to make perfect the enemy of good, and what we had is a good piece of legislation that if you're above 432, this will bring you down to $432 a student. So we're talking, I think just my district alone, we're looking at around $289,000 in additional funding for the schools. Tri-County is looking at about $51,000. Pekin's going to be at $108,000. Mid-Prairie is going to be in the $55,000 to $56,000 range. And those are just off the top of my head that are going to be able to have some help next year in their transportation fund.
I think those are all my questions in case there's anything else you'd like to add.
Yeah, I just want to mention a few of the bills that I've run off the floor just in the last week here that I think are significant for rural Iowa and other businesses across the state. I've got a bill that I ran off that would be more of a code modernization bill. Currently, a lot of people are receiving their pay stubs electronically, and technically, under Iowa code, that is not legal. So we have a bill that we ran off the floor that will modernize that. That was a pretty significant thing to make sure that people are not out of compliance. There wasn't anybody in trouble, per se, but we didn't want to have any question whatsoever, so we were able to get that done. More important than that was a bill I ran off dealing with ignition interlock devices and OWIs. Had unanimous support from inside and outside the building. This deals with if you are going on your first OWI offense, now at 0.08 level, you will be required to have an ignition interlock device, which is the device that you would have to blow into before your car could start. Now, the flip side of that is why we will have that requirement. What we will also do is open up the temporary restricted license beyond what it is today, where today it would be you can drive to work and you can drive to your court, but it doesn't allow you to drive anywhere else. What the change will be is that you will now be able to drive anywhere your current Class C driver's license allows you to drive. Therefore, people are going to be able to drive to get their groceries, to their kids' ball game. In essence, they can still live their life, but at the same time, they have this device in their vehicle that makes sure that they're driving sober. And I used to have a lot more problems with those devices before the technology has advanced to where it is today. You now have a camera system on there to make sure that you are the one blowing into it to get it to start. It isn't somebody else doing it for you. That we've really balanced the safety with what we're dealing with. So, and this was something where law enforcement, Department of Transportation, defense attorneys, everybody came to the table and said, we have a problem. People get their first offense OWI. They don't bother getting a temporary restrictive license because it is too restrictive, and therefore they end up driving anyway, but they're driving without insurance. They're driving somebody else's vehicle, and that's a significant problem. So this bill is aimed to address that.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with State Representative Jared Klein. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.